Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 International Film Festival, Rotterdam. Very pleased to be joined by director Ikeda Akira, whom we met a few years ago, and very happy to meet him again to talk about his new film, Ambiguous Places. Thank you for very much for joining us.
4年ぶりにロッテルダムに来れてとっても幸せです。
It's a great honor for me to come back to Rotterdam after 4 years.
And after winning the Evo's Tiger Award with Anatomy of a Paperclip, which was a great film, and I very much enjoyed watching your new film, but for the benefit of our listeners, would you just like to briefly introduce it and tell us a little bit about it, the story?
今回の映画は、
This film is based on the dreams we had. So because the dream, this film is based on the dreams, there is no clear synopsis in the film, and there appears so many strange things. And in the world of the film, there is no like ordinary thing, and all the people in the film accept that.
What is your process when you make movies based on a dream?
So first thing I did was just sleep.
それにもう僕の夢だけじゃなくて
And also in the film I used many other dreams that like people around me had. So I asked like people to tell me about the dreams.
When you say dreams, are they also nightmares?
悪夢、含んでますね。
Yes, like there are some nightmares. So in the film, some monster attacks us, attacks the people in the film. Yeah.
Do the dreams, the way in which you dream, inspire the way in which you then bring the images to the screen? In other words, do they directly inform the visuals of the film and the style of the film?
まあ、基本的には見た夢をなるべく忠実に
So when I made this film, I try to realize the dreams that I had and also I heard from the people. But if I just put all the dreams put together, it's like just fragments. So I try to make it a film as like, it became finally 93 minutes. So it was like 90% dreams and maybe 10% creation myself to make it as a film.
Can you tell me a little bit about the use of humor in your movies and in particular in this film?
笑いに関しては
So when I was having the dream while I was sleeping, I couldn't laugh about the dreams. But once I woke up and, just tried to remember the dreams, I started laughing about that. So maybe the humor in the film is something like that.
Maybe a little absurd?
笑いに関して全部意味がないことはないんですが、実際この
So, when we talk about the dream, there's maybe no meaning as itself, but when we share the dreams, it's very personal experience, but if we share the dreams with others, maybe some other people have same experience or some ideas, and then we feel like some similarity in our dreams. In this film, there's three parts, it's like structures with three short stories, and the time goes like from back to forth.It's the same as the process when I remember the dream. When I woke up and I try to remember the dream, I just go from the end to the beginning. So the structure of the film followed the same way.
Did you film it in that order as well?
撮影の順番はですね、本当にバラバラですね。
Well, our shooting schedule was very complex. So maybe as a director, I knew what scene I was shooting, but all the other staff and actors were really confused which film, like which part we are shooting.
It's more like a dream than anything. Well, let's talk about the actors because this film is based on dreams. How do you make this dream the actor's dream too, or maybe?Was this part of your intention directing the actors?
演技に関してはそんなに夢だからこうしてくれみたいな基本的にはなかったですね。
So, this time, there is no special way to act I didn't order any special thing for actors because it was like a dream. I just asked same as the way like I ordered when I shot last film. And maybe I would say the way I direct is some like a little bit modulated acting in a way. So there is no special thing. So the way I directed is not too much movement and not too much emotions for acting. And the way I asked actors to move was something like choreography of the dance, like how to move their bodies.
It was a great pleasure talking with you, and thank you very much for joining us once again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called Ambiguous Places, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.